I don't know who the fuck you are.
What kind of sick,
sadistic shit this might be. But I can see that you got some determination. But it takes quite a lot of effort to do what you did. Was it a joke? I really hope not. I suppose what you wanted was for me to lose my mind. Whoever the fuck you are, I mean, I don't fucking know. Someone is responsible. It's very unlikely that it's just a coincidence. It's pretty clear that someone did this. I spent the whole day, the whole of last night, asking myself why. But then I realized that it must have taken so much effort to do what you did, whoever you are. I suppose you got a finger workout. Well, I don't know what your intentions were, but you've certainly made an impact. Are you a vengeful, unknown intruder? Are you a something sad and terrible? Are you an evil individual hoping that I'll be triggered by your actions? Well, don't know if you have a conscience, don't know if you're aware of the implications of what you did. Tried to word this message in several different ways, but none of them work, so I am just talking. What does it mean? You know, that's what I want to know, you know. If you're looking for a reaction, just know that you got one. If this is some sort of revenge for something that I did to you, well, I deserve it. If this is some hateful act of jealousy and lust and vengeance or some weird shit like that, then you need help. If this is a desperate attempt at saving yourself, then I really hope that you're okay. If this is someone coming out to get me, things haven't really changed. Coming out to get me. I feel like that would be a better fate for me. It does scare me, of course. Possibility, someone coming out to get me. But it seems unlikely given the circumstances. I've analyzed the situation and I've come up with a couple of explanations. Was this intended to get me to behave a certain way? Is this just some sort of manipulation tactic by someone unknown or someone known? Is this a method of closure for someone, or is this a way for someone to express their empathy? I don't know. I don't know what it means, but am I gonna let it go further? Am I gonna let it consume me? Because if your intentions were to hurt me, just know that you did. Whoever you are, if you intended to hurt me, you did. So congratulations, you got what you wanted. But I refuse to let that turn me into something else. I've let go of it. Maybe in the off chance that this isn't that, this is a different kind of message, then I'd say thank you. But we never know what it all means. It's very difficult to understand. I thought this was some sort of punishment, but it doesn't really change anything, to be honest. It's quite concerning. Such a... That's true dedication right there. That's true dedication. So I wonder what would make someone go to that end. And I honestly wonder what brought it up in the first place and how it occurred, because it's all a mystery to me. It doesn't make any sense to me because I don't really check up on that stuff. Suddenly just realize that it happened. I suppose you might have the joy in knowing that I was trying to piece it all together, but I've come to the conclusion that that doesn't matter. Whatever the fuck it was, it is what it is. And here I am, talking about it. So I suppose that you got what you wanted. If you are someone with bad intentions, had the possibility in my mind that this meant something else, that this meant something more meaningful to me, but I know better than to be fooled. I've been fooled many times before, and I feel like it's better to be defensive in this sort of situation. Is this revenge? Is this payback for my transgression? My multiple transgressions? Who the fuck knows? I gotta believe that there's something better in the world. What else am I gonna believe? If fucking consume me. Maybe you got what you wanted. Got me to worry about it. I suppose that none of it really matters. Somehow it does, but yet it doesn't. And I don't know. I don't want to make an assumption when there's a possibility that it might not be the case. And I really hope that it doesn't mean something terrible, because I've considered the possibility that this means something very bad, and I really hope that it doesn't. And well, it might be mocked, might be made fun of for being real and for expressing the way that I truly feel. But I don't care. See me in whatever way you want. Mock me for all those things that I said. I'm not gonna take them back. All those things that I posted, all those audios, I'm not gonna delete them. They're gonna stay there. I don't know if this is some sort of joke to make me lose my mind, but I'm gonna stand still. And I'm not gonna get rid of those audios. I'm not gonna delete them. They're gonna stay there. It just means too much to me. And that's beyond anything else. Beyond any opinion that any fucking asshole out there might have. You think I really care? Do you think I really care? Whoever the fuck you are, you've probably heard the things that I've said. The things that I've posted that are much worse than my pathetic, realistic documentation of losing my fucking mind. So yeah, it's out there. Because it was a part of my life that changed me, and I'll never forget it. And it means something to me. And I don't care if the whole world sees it. I don't fucking care. I'm not gonna fucking hide myself anymore. I'm not gonna fucking pretend that I'm something that I'm not. I'm not gonna pretend to be happy, pretend to be normal. I'm not. I'm sick of pretending. Maybe I'm fucking crazy. But I fucking am. No fucking magic spell that could fucking change it. I suppose whoever the fuck you are, you've seen the truth. Maybe you've seen how fucking pathetic I am. I can make up my own explanation for myself. It'll mean something for me. And even if this is a joke, if it is a joke, then you're fucking pathetic. I seriously hope that you find a better occupation for yourself. If you're someone who's out to get me, well, the truth is, what am I going to fucking do? Should be fucking real. I use the same fucking password for everything. The fuck no, someone could know where I fucking live. Whoever you are, you're listening to me, you're gonna fucking kill me. I mean, that would save me some money, to be honest. I'm a ridiculous optimist. I'm a person who believes that you can defy all the odds, and I'm the kind of person that believes in someone when there's nothing else left, because I've had to believe in myself when I felt like there was nothing left. And despite the fact that I keep falling in my life and I keep returning to all these things, every time that it happens, I pick myself up. I save myself. I save my own self. Because I know that there's something better for me. There's a better future for me. I know that I'm better than whatever I'm feeling. I believe in myself. So, suppose I just hope that you are able to believe in yourself. Even if you are a person playing a cruel joke on me, there's something definitely wrong with you if you are. And if you're someone who's out to get me, to kill me, then it might be very difficult to convince you not to. But am I pathetic, or am I a very good person for saying that I see something more? Because I believe that we're not just a result of our genetics and of chance. We're also a product of our upbringing and the experiences that we've had in our lives. And even if you start out with a fucked up mind, I believe that the things that you experience in your life are able to change who you are, to mold you into something else, something that you might have never wanted to be, or to something that you want to be, if you pursue it hard enough, if you believe it hard enough. There are things that are constraints on our lives, but a lot of it is due to the things that we experience, and a lot of them aren't up to us. Sometimes people do things to us. They change us in ways that really affect us, and we find ourselves questioning how it all happened. That's the fault in being human. Consciousness is absolutely ridiculous. Can't see the moon anymore.
suppose it's hidden by those buildings. Be it a joke from someone random. It's very sad being a joke from someone who's spoken to me or someone who's been there listening to me this whole time. Also very messed up. Being a joke from the person who I think has been doing this. It would honestly be one of the worst things ever. Are you happy? Suppose that's the case, this is not what you wanted, what you might have expected, if that were the case. I'd like to think that's not the case, you know, given the 12,000 views or 12,000 plays on my post directed towards you. I suppose that the most concerning of all is the 166,000 plays, clicks, 166,000 clicks. I don't know if it's a joke. I'd like to believe that it's not, and I'd really like to believe that I'm not being tracked by some crazy lunatic, and chances are that I'm not, because what are the chances that someone is going to be aware of these other posts that are not in my audios? They're just me talking, who the fuck knows. I usually get like 15 or 20 plays on the stuff that I post on my profile. So yeah, if you intended this, well, congratulations. But just know that the only thing it's done is confuse me, so I suppose that if your intent was to confuse me, then it worked. If your intent was to incite some sort of anger in me, then I'll tell you that it didn't work. If your intent was to tell me how much it means to you, then I suppose I'll make a whole other audio on that. Because right now I don't know what to believe. I don't know who you are and what your intentions were, and I don't know if you'll be back. I explicitly said not to let me know that you're okay. When this happened, but had 12,000 plays, so after I expressed my desire for you to not tell me that you're okay, I got those clicks somehow. So it really makes me wonder, what does it all mean? I suppose it has added some excitement, but it also has really affected me. So I suppose if your intent was to hurt me, then once again, good for you. But I suppose that you're the pawn. Because if this was a joke, and you're just trying to get some emotion out of me, you might really want to look at yourself and think about why it is that you want that. Because let me just say that it takes quite a bit of effort to click 166,000 times. Not only that, but all the other thousands of clicks and everything else. I suppose this means that you're either really hateful or you're really devoted. And, whatever it is, it's concerning. So, I'm not gonna say anymore. I think I've made my point. I feel like saying it, but I think it's pretty clear. Suppose that this might never end, you and I. Probably gonna keep going. Doesn't matter who you are, the idea lives on in my head. I suppose if someone wanted me to go crazy, well, it's really no change, because I already was crazy and I've already been crazy. So, I suppose this just adds some new drama to the crazy, some new excitement, some new, some novelty to the situation. So, go ahead. The moon is back out. It's very beautiful, the moon. Suppose you win this time. Suppose that, everything that's fucked up wins. Whatever that even means, you know? Yeah.